Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got pro tip, everybody. Happens every Wednesdays. A practical advice from experts across different fields. Simple, useful tips to make life a little easier, smarter, and better. And for those of us who spend a lot of time on social media, there are so many experts. You come across so much information that you just don't know what to do with it. For example, today I saw a message saying showering every day harms your skin, according to dermatologists.
Yep.
They say shower once every 3 days.
Yeah.
Another one says study finds drinkers outlive non-drinkers. Drinkers.
So what are we focusing on today?
So this week we are cutting through at the noise of health trends once again, from CMOS and turmeric and turmeric shots to clove tea, ginger mixes, social media sweats by them all. But what really matters for our health? So we are going to ask a dietitian to set the record straight. We've got a registered dietitian, Mbali Mapodi, who unpacks this whole kibisa debacle.
Yes, lately, we see these things on social media, which if you mix this and this, it helps you with this. And for some reason, some of us follow those things.
Yeah, of course.
I'm one of them.
Beetroot, carrot, and lime might be good for the liver. But allegedly so.
It makes sense. Lime is a cleanser,
But and also good for your skin. I started taking beetroot juice, carrot juice, and lime.
So proud of you.
I promise you, I saw the difference and I felt the difference.
Absolutely.
So when I go to the elevatory,
when you go relieve yourself,
digestive system,
but clean, because I started having a bit of pimples and I started doing that.
And your energy?
Energy levels are changed.
Sustained, right?
Like
that's beautiful.
Like I can do.
Yeah.
And remember, I said to you, "Nokchoke among bambinzi, man." And you said to me, "Get beetroot, man."
Avocado.
I promise you, some of these things
they do work.
They really do.
But anything for me that has to do with when I'm asked to drink fruits, things like turmeric, vegetables, I fall for those.
How do you contain?
I definitely try them out because I know they are good for my health anyway.
You know the result.
It's whole foods
100%.
As well. Okay. Let's go protein.
Are we going protein? Mbali Mapodi is on the line.
Hi, this is Mbali Mapodi, registered dietitian, and today's pro tip is about navigating through the noise of holistic health trends. We see so much online, from sea moss, turmeric shots, to ginger tea, clove tea, hibiscus tea, spearmint tea, matcha, collagen powders, ashwagandha, and even fat burners. Every week, a new trend promises miracles for your skin, energy, and body weight. It can be really overwhelming to know what's actually helpful and what's just clever marketing /PR. Mm. Here's what's mostly hype and doesn't need to take center stage. Some of the trending products are more about marketing than science. CMOS. CMOS is called Miracle Superfood, but research is very limited. It has iodine and few minerals, yes, but claims about curing digestion issues, boosting immunity, or helping with weight loss are not supported by strong evidence. Turmeric shots. Turmeric shots are marketed as anti-inflammatory powerhouses, but the body absorbs curcumin poorly. A tiny daily shot won't deliver meaningful effects. Consistent intake with black pepper or fat of curcumin, which is an active in turmeric, is needed for us to claim all the anti-inflammatory benefits from turmeric. Collagen powders. Collagen powders are popular in beauty industry. They can help with skin and joint health slightly, but it's essentially protein. The dramatic marketing claims about wrinkle-free skin are overstated. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha may reduce stress for some people, but it's not safe for everyone. Pregnant or breastfeeding women and anyone on certain medications should be cautious. Fat burners. Fat burners promise rapid weight loss, but they mostly contain stimulants like caffeine and sometimes laxatives. They don't actually burn or melt the fat. They may cause jitters for some people and even insomnia and some digestive issues. So we must be cautious. Here's what you can focus on for real health benefits. Some teas and supplements have credible evidence supporting their use. Ginger tea. Ginger tea can help ease nausea, improve digestion and help reduce inflammation. Clove tea contains compounds with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties and may support oral health. Hibiscus tea has been linked to lowering blood pressure and supporting heart health. Spearmint tea may improve digestion and support hormone balance in women with PCOS. Green tea or matcha, rich in antioxidants and provides a gentler, sustained caffeine boost compared to coffee. These aren't miracle cures as well, but they can be supportive when included as part of a balanced and holistic lifestyle.
So my issue sometimes with these experts on social media, they will catch my attention for like 30 seconds, but the minute they say, I'll give you a link for this product, buy it as soon as possible because
you've lost me.
It's interesting how she, even when she speaks about turmeric, she speaks about you need to partner it. You can't just drink turmeric and think it's going to cure your inflammation. But if you partner it with black pepper, which has been widely advertised, that if you get a turmeric shot that does not have black pepper, please understand that you are not absorbing the actual compound that you want for anti-inflammatory purposes. So pair it with cumin, pair it with black pepper so that you can get the maximum out of it. Marawa continue ar. Not one shot.
Yeah.
You have to be regular with these things. And I think that's the one thing that we lose as people, is thinking that vitamin K panar. It's not a cure to a symptom. You actually have to be in the habit of drinking, eating these whole foods for you to see
the results.
The results. That's why you're already bitter juicy for a while and you are seeing the result. You didn't drink it once.
No.
And then obobo no kari, yo, my life is better. It doesn't work that way.
And when it comes to teas, there's all kinds of teas. Sure. There's all kinds of teas people drink. I drink normal tea.
Mm-hmm. Ceylon.
Ibiza.
Ceylon. Oh. Like Joko, Five Roses.
Yeah,
Botland tea.
Botland tea.
I drink rooibos.
Yeah.
I don't drink Ecofilam right now. Doesn't need to. Some positive calf.
Okay.
Yes, because the lady didn't participate. I don't know what happened.
So, okay. Caffeine is not your thing, man.
Caffeine, so good to care lately. I don't know the benefits or the disadvantages of having decaf. Is it a good thing to have all these teas at the same time or what?
I wonder what she has to say about that.
And here are some supplements that have credible science backing them. Vitamin D. Vitamin D can be particularly important for individuals who have limited sun exposure during the day or those with darker skin, because vitamin D helps calcium tends to be essential for particularly women who are perimenopausal or teenagers or anyone with low dietary intake of calcium, as calcium is important to help us maintain our bone density. Omega-3, particularly EPA and DHA, omega-3 supplement, it is important if we don't eat enough oily fish regularly, which can be about 2 to 3 servings of oily fish a week, as omega-3s help support our heart, our brain, and our eye health. Lastly, magnesium. Magnesium can be useful for adults, particularly who have got muscle cramps, stress, or have sleep difficulties, because magnesium helps support those things and also support our bones and muscles and our nerves, particularly for individuals who are highly physically active and run, so they may need magnesium supplement.
I don't take a lot of supplements.
What happened to the pills you're supposed to give us, Glenn?
They're still out of stock.
Are they still out of stock?
Yeah.
Did you go?
Which pills?
The energy ones or the black ones for the black beans
for digestion. Lamiki took your packet yesterday. She was here. She collected your packet.
Who?
Lamiki.
Kichomiyanguaga. So she heard us talking about the black beans.
About what?
Because she was listening to the show.
And she knew that you had them that day.
Yeah, she knew I had them.
Yeah, tell me if there's one thing that
you... I get what I'm telling
you. Can't lie. You can't
lie. Don't lie like that, man.
Let me just go. Let me just check.
Whatever you do when it comes to these tips that you see online, verify first. Don't just see things and you want to take them because they said this one make you lose weight. Now we are doing this. How many
products are you going to take?
Don't
fall for the hype. Make sure that you see your doctor before you take anything. Go to your GP and ask them if this is good for you. Because sometimes you want to lose weight and sometimes you don't really need food. You just need gym, yes?
Gym and a good diet. I mean, I don't think it's overly emphasized how much whole foods help us. We want our GM food and they're tastier, they're sweeter, they're better. But if you eat whole foods, the improvement in your overall health is understated.
Okay, thank you very much, dietitian Umbalma Paul.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
What about chia seeds? What are the benefits? Because I hear lots of people talking about taking chia seeds to lose weight or whatever. Please give me information on that.
Thank you so much, Kusesimbali. Yeah, zona ziya help. Yo, nemali yakhon. But asinamali. Like, we want to be healthy. And health is costly. Yo, asinamali. Ziyanceda, shem zona. Yo, I just wish maybe Kusesimbali angasikhulumele basho ama-discount nyana ke. Or ama-Black Friday ke. Every Friday. After fortnight at least.
Ooh, yeah, one of these trends on social media, they are too much, honestly. I saw rose water earlier on during the year, and my friend yesterday, I saw her skin was glowing, and I asked her, what are you using? She's like, rose water. So namingenile pakathi inside. So I bought it. I want to see ukuthi iyasebenza, but I'm worried ukuthi lezinto lezi later on mase sinabo 50 amashuba aba azosenzani. So that's the part that scares me about taking these products.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.